All right, a couple announcements here. After Thanksgiving, we got our club meeting coming up on the 6th, I think, of December, if I remember the date. This is our annual potluck dinner. It will start 1 hour earlier at 6 o'clock for the dinner, and then our meeting will start at 7 o'clock. This is also election of our 2025 officials, board and president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer for 2025. The following day is the annual Aries and Savara breakfast. This is where I give out awards for the Aries group and for even people who are not that do net participation and other things. We're going to have a change of venue. Last couple of years, we've done it at Sullivan's Restaurant, but they do not open until 11 a.m. They no longer do breakfast. So I have reservations in now to Riverside Restaurant, family restaurant up in Freeland. So we have the back room for that event on the 7th, so put that in your plans, Riverside Restaurant in Freeland on the 7th for the Aries Savara combined award banquet. So that's what I've got there. Let's go back up to the top of the list here. KE8PCQ, followed by, or he was out, excuse me, KC8SDL, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening again, Rob.
KC8YVF, KC8SDL. Fred, I have to chuckle there, my good friend. Yep, who you got to call? Not Ghostbusters, Hoaxers, out of Toledo, Ohio. Oh, yeah, I know them, that company, quite well. My tenure with Lake State, yeah, the first day they operated on Lake State, Thanksgiving Day, the first day of operation, they had a crew, well, we won't say how the crew was, but they come in, had a loaded coal train going to Eskersville. They got in the yard, but Ron, you got to line the switches to where you're going. Well, they did not line them. They ran through three switches, and they tried to back up. Game over. You don't do that. Well, I put three CSX diesels around. One was a brand new one, and I got showed up with my service truck, and I got my coveralls on. The guy from Holtz's already here. He says, Rob, tell you what, we got it all handled. Well, let me help you guys. He goes, nope. I got a semi-load of combo wheel set motors. They're on the way up from Toledo. We got the Sidewinder dozers. That was Caterpillar dozers. The greatest thing is slice bread. So they had an engine pickup bar. They changed out the wheel sets and got them out of the way and fixed the track. But, yeah, you got to kind of know which way you're going and line the switch. But, yeah, your tenure with the Grand Truck, that's pretty cool. That's really cool what you did, you know, for them. But, yeah, I know Walter, but that crane story, I heard that before from somebody else. He goes, yeah, if something happens, you go on the ground. But, yeah, like I said, though, it was nice that Mid-Michigan was able to help them out to pull the train back. Had many crossings blocked, you know, in front of, like, Michigan Avenue and all the other one-ways and, you know, where they go through there. But yeah, Mid-Michigan showed up with a diesel, but they had to pull it in two moves because that little G38 could not handle a 8,000-ton coal train, corn train. But they got it all handled. But, yeah, Ron, thanks for chatting with me with that, sir. Oh, by the way, you guys have you and your family have a good Thanksgiving, and everybody on the Savara Net have a good Thanksgiving also. All right, Ron 73, we'll catch you next week, and let's play rail, and let's enjoy our Thanksgiving. KC8YVF, KC8SDL, SDL, 73, Ron.
All right, Rob, yeah, I got a friend of mine, and I don't know if you might know him or not, N8FAU, Bob Rogers, who was a real big train buff as well. He can tell you, you know, he can see a locomotive, tell you by the number of it, where it was built, all the information about it. So all the cars and things like that. So he's been into railroad stuff. He lives over in Ionia right now, works at Grand Valley State University. So yeah, he's a big guy into it as well. And One winter, I shoveled out the rail cars for the truck assembly plant there in Flint. So in the yard, I got a call and said, hey, do you want to come shovel snow for back in the 70s, like 10 bucks an hour? I said, oh, heck yeah. So we shoveled out the cars that they had to load the trucks on to get them out of the plant. And then it was snowing so hard, we had to shovel out the switches. Well, we'd shovel the switches in the yard, and 10 minutes later, they're back snowed in. So finally, they just stuck guys on the engines. So I rode on one of the yard engines, and when we'd come to a switch, I'd get out, shovel it out, they'd switch it, I'd get back on the train, and they'd move on, and then when you come to the next one, same repeat. So I worked like 14 hours straight shoveling snow, but long, hard work, but again, enjoyed the money for what they made back there in the 70s. It was a whole lot more than what minimum wage I was making at anything else. So that four-year job, summer job, for about 10 weeks, paid for a semester, pretty much a semester every year of college and a whole bunch more, so worked out well. All right, KCA-VOA, stand by, NADUI. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. So like you and Rob are talking about the 983 cat side booms. And you might think it's a small dozer, but it's weighing in somewhere around 73,000 pounds just by the dozer itself, without adding a side boom and stuff on it. And they equipped them with cutting torches and all kinds of other equipment on them. So they probably got up there. They're probably over 90,000 pounds by the time they're done, easy. And then the counterweight goes off the side there, and they can shift that counterweight out to keep that from going over. But when you see them guys working in tandem, I've seen four of them on one engine, locomotive. And when you see them guys working in tandem like that, one mishap, and you flip them all over. So it's quite an art. So they do some pretty unique stuff. They use those on the pipelines, too, as well. And they've had a few mishaps with the pipelines, too, because that's like a great big giant snake. And one little false move or too quick of a move, and you upset the whole apple cart. Well, everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving. If you're traveling, hopefully you have a safe trip. Be safe. Plan things out where you're not in too much of a rush. Take care. 73 KCBOA. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, to you, same Rick as well. And yeah, like I said small, but when you consider the size of the locomotives and things like that, these, you were expecting something much larger than that to handle that, but you're exactly right. Those guys that run those things are amazing to watch what they can do, what they can clean up with, you know, a few of these bulldozers, because, where the trains go off, they're not always near a road or something. They're back in the boonies, and you're not getting a crane back there, you're not getting a truck back there or anything like that, so the right tool for the job, that's for sure. All right, next up on the list, Tom, NADUI, stand by Bob. Good evening again, Tom.